Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted resource for both personal and business insurance. Let's dive straight into the top industry news from this week, straight from the heart of Australia to your headphones. Kicking off our roundup is the compelling story of an Australian tourist who secured a significant compensation victory. Just this past Friday, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled in favor of a 74-year-old tourist who picked up a hefty $195,223 air ambulance bill in Bangkok. The unavoidable urgency of his health deteriorating resulted in an air evacuation back to Australia. The tourist's insurance provider, Lloyds, put up a fight due to the action being taken without their pre-approval and initial assessments pointing towards improving health conditions. However, AFCA was keen on upholding the priority of protecting insurance policyholders in emergencies. They dismissed these cost-saving arguments and ordered Lloyds to foot the entire bill, a precedent that reinforces the crucial role of insurance in supporting policyholders during difficult times. Moving away from personal insurance to company leadership, next on our list is Club Marine's recent executive shuffle. For the boating enthusiasts out there, you'll know Club Marine, a lead player in marine insurance and an Allianz subsidiary. The company announced last Thursday that the helm has been passed to Tim Wiles, who now stands as their permanent CEO. Wiles, a passionate boater and dedicated leader, has been with Club Marine since 2007, starting as a junior underwriter. Now he steps into the CEO role after acting as interim CEO since last November. With Wiles's sea-tested leadership skills, the company looks set to sail smoothly into the future as Australia's go-to recreational boat insurance provider. We wrap up this week with some unfolding drama in the strata management landscape. The New South Wales government is currently investigating NetStrata, a major strata management firm that manages over 1,000 buildings. This follows an ABC expose revealing high insurance brokerage fees and undisclosed benefits that total to a whopping $21 million since 2015. This storm of public outcry led to the resignation of the firm's managing director, Stephen Brell, from the Strata Community Association in New South Wales. As we speak, consultants McGrath-Nicol and NSU Fair Trading are combing through the company's practices as part of a larger mission to uphold the integrity of the strata sector. NetStrata has pledged cooperation while striving to enhance business transparency, a reminder for all of us about the importance of trust in managing not just insurance, but all business activities. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more comprehensive and tailor-made insurance solutions, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, stay insured and stay safe, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori signing off until our next weekly wrap.